Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think I learned early on that correspondence through the computer is never going to be 100% private. And so, you know, if I dislike something or if I like something, I'm pretty much going to tell people in person, you know, or I'll tell you guys on air, right? Or I'll just assume that, you know, whatever I say or put in prose is going to, you know, continue to, I don't want to use the word haunt because I really like what I write, but it's going to stick with me for life. And I'm not sure why this happened, but Dr. Fauci's emails, and we are talking probably thousands, I think 3,200 pages of emails were published. I think it was by BuzzFeed News. And these were emails in his inbox. And it spanned the January to June 2020 time period. Now, I haven't read the emails, but what I'm hearing from the emails kind of reinforces what I've always said. He had a tough job, and he did not have by any means an easy task. But on top of that, medicine and politics should never mix. So there's, you know, multiple reports that, you know, he tried to kind of calm the Chinese health minister down, said we're going to work together on this. And again, if you're going to be in politics, that's kind of what you have to say. You can't say what we all were thinking early on is what the heck did you guys do to us? Yeah, I mean, that wasn't his role. He's a physician. And he ended up being in this role where he became the nation's doctor. Now, I'm not sure if he should have gotten that role. I mean, I'm not sure if he wanted it. It didn't sound like it. In fact, when they were making Fauci bobbleheads or talking about how people were crushing on Governor Cuomo and they thought Fauci was sexy, he, I guess in one of his emails said, you know, people are losing their minds or they're completely nuts. So he, which I think is an appropriate response, okay? When you make a bobblehead on somebody who is in some sort of a political role, it is kind of nuts. But my problem with Dr. Fauci's role this whole time is it was political. And he tried to speak like a doctor. I could pick up on that. When he was trying to hedge and say, look, you know, I don't want to say everybody jump into hydroxychloroquine. I don't want to say everybody jump into remdesivir. You know, he hedged because that's what doctors have to do. If a doctor says something that's just, you know, 100% do as I say, not as I do, it could get them into trouble. But he got political. And I don't think he ever should have gotten political. Now, I told you this, you know, I think they paid him $400,000 a year. I don't know what his salary was or all the money he makes doing this. And I don't think they could pay him enough, to be honest. But where anybody who takes that position should stand is, guys, I'm going to tell you the truth. Whether Trump likes it, whether Biden likes it, whether the public likes it, I'll tell you the truth. And so, you know, when he originally said, guys, you don't need to run out and get these things, right, he should have said why. Right? And the reason is, look, hospitals need as much PPE as possible, and these things don't really protect against the highest infectious disease. They might be barriers. If you want to cover your face, go for it. But that wasn't a very politically savvy thing to say. Right? They want firm. And the Trump administration was like that, too. They're like, look, we're not going to be wishy-washy. We're going to, you know, tell you like it is. But so with Dr. Fauci, I kept feeling like something was missing. But then again, I've never been in that role. I'm a doctor. I could say what has to be said, and that's it. Do I have to watch everything I say? Do I have to, you know, make sure the current administration or any future administrations don't have an issue with it? No, because I'm not making that kind of money and I'm not there in that political position. He was. And so when you see some of what he wrote in the emails, it looked like he was a really hard worker. I mean, it looked like that he worked night and day on this. But on the flip side, it looked like he was really being political. And you have an allegiance when you're a doctor. And your allegiance has to be medicine. And it appeared to me that he kept struggling with the allegiance of medicine versus the allegiance of politics. And I have been a supporter of Fauci this whole time until he admitted that when he was within the Trump administration, he felt like he couldn't say what he needed to say. You could say you as a doctor, right, it is your duty to say what you really, really think. If a medication you think is going to work, great. If you think a medication is too risky, say it. And then you say, this is my opinion. If you don't like my opinion, don't have one sole doctor as the voice of COVID. Have a panel and let me put my opinion. And that's what I think the average doctor should do. Say, look, guys, this is just my opinion from my medical expertise. But doctors need to put their heads together. I think Mike Pence was supposed to be heading the task force. I'm not sure what happened there. It was just like Kamala Harris heading the immigration task force or the migrant task force. But it just seemed to me that, you know, he got this role. Yeah, he probably thought the public was losing their minds. And he wasn't entirely wrong on that. But then put politics aside and just be the doctor. And a doctor would say, look, guys, if we have some people, you know, claiming that their lives were saved by hydroxychloroquine, study it. If he would have said that, maybe more people's lives would have been saved and people could have studied hydroxychloroquine more. If he would have said, look, guys, antibody treatments are the way to go. Let's get these done. You know, if he's going to be political, then make political changes. Don't just say, well, just don't come up with statements and then let the CDC and the administrations try to, you know, make what they need to of it. And so a doctor becoming political is never an easy mix. And I haven't read all the emails, but from what I'm reading, it's just the same thing over again. It's, you know, him trying to play it safe politically. And doctors don't always have to, quote unquote, play it safe when they speak, when they make decisions. All right? If there's something that could work, say, study it. All right? Or if you guys want to take the risks, we'll do it. I'll have you sign informed consent. If you want to take the chance, we'll take the chance. But I just don't see politics and medicine mixing. We saw the debacle happen last year with any of Trump's recommendations or whatever he had said. And it just, I don't know, just doesn't work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So some of you are wondering what's been going on with the CDC review of the very kind of rare handful of myocarditis cases. We still don't have a number of how many happened in America, but Israel has released some of their data because they studied it as well. And they have also found a link. Most of their cases were young men. And the Israel's health ministry announced that between the ages of 16 and 30, that seemed to be kind of the biggest, the most common range of when they saw a very handful of myocarditis cases. They submitted their findings, and it looked at 275 cases. Now, this is in Israel. This is not in America. We don't know how many happened in America. But America, or the U.S., the CDC had given us a warning about a week or two ago saying, you know, if you have any young teenagers or adolescents, young adults who are exhibiting signs of myocarditis, which we'll review to inform us and inform a medical provider, etc. But in Israel, their results involved 275 reported cases from December to May, and 148 occurred around the time of vaccination. So, again, myocarditis can happen at a rate of 1 to 2 per 100,000. So they were trying to discern if there was a link between myocarditis and the actual shot. They said 27 cases came up after the first initial shot, and then 121 cases happened after the second. So it seems to be a little bit more common after the second shot, but it's not common as a whole. They had vaccinated 5.4 million individuals, and these were some 275 cases. So still, the rate is still very, very low, but obviously concerning. And they said nearly all the cases were mild and mostly occurred in young men aged 16 to 19 post-second dose. Now, the 16 to 19, that would pretty much be mostly the Pfizer shot. I think Israel had the Pfizer shot, gave out the Pfizer one. That's who they had the contract with. And Pfizer was the only one that was allowed to be given down to the ages of 16. So when the vaccine rolled out in December, the one of the very few countries that would have that sort of data would be one that Israel, that started to roll out their vaccine pretty quickly and gave it to people 16 on up. Pfizer has always been indicated for 16 on up. Moderna, only 18 on up. Johnson & Johnson, 18 on up. AstraZeneca, 18 on up. Moderna is trying to get FDA approval for younger individuals, but right now it's only Pfizer. So these are 275 reported cases all together. It's not that they just studied, okay, now the kids are getting it. You know, we're getting some new information cropping up in America because we just started to, in the last couple months, bring the age group down from older individuals and first responders and essential workers down to young adults. So we still don't have a lot of young adults having been vaccinated. But in the time period that it was, we had a handful in Israel. They said they've had about 275. So they said some of the cases required 4 days of hospitalization. Nobody died. They said there is some probability for a possible link between the second vaccine dose and the onset of myocarditis in young men aged 16 to 30. This link was found to be stronger among the younger age group, the 16 to 19, compared to other age groups. This link became weaker the older the vaccinated individual was. In most cases, myocarditis took the form of mild illness that passed within a few days. Now, that's kind of fascinating that younger individuals would get the myocarditis. Now, myocarditis is inflammation of the inner muscle of the heart. Pericarditis, they're also studying. Pericarditis is inflammation around. Peri is around, like perimeter, around. Myocarditis is inflammation of the myocardium, or the heart muscle. And you will see myocarditis affect kids. I mean, you can see it affect adults as well. But interestingly, that this was more, this more targeted the younger individuals. Now, is it because it's a newer vaccine? Is it because kids' immune systems are a lot more prime? So, you know, maybe they don't need as strong a dose. We don't know. They need to study that. But currently, nobody is halting any sort of vaccine program for young individuals. The task force has been deliberating it, and they find that they should approve. Their committee did approve it for adolescents and teens, and they feel that they're giving a green light to 12 and 15-year-olds now, and they think that the benefits far outweigh the risks. So whenever something like this happens, I know some of you have kind of been concerned going, well, wait a second. If there are going to be risk factors, and they think that the risk factors are few and far between, how do we know if it's safe? How do we know if we move forward? And it's, you know, we're a lot more educated now than we were in medicine in the olden days. Doctor told you what to do, you did it, and you didn't know about it, you know, ignorance is bliss. You know, we don't panic about it. We don't think about it. Now, since everybody reads the internet, I mean, my kids, they are so up on the news, not because they sit there and watch the news, but because it comes up on their social media feeds, that everybody kind of, you know, now hears everything. So they start to think about it more. And so we doctors, when we hear, yeah, there's some myocarditis cases with the shot, with the vaccine, doesn't surprise us. There are side effects to vaccines. They're rare. This isn't news, but to everybody who was hoping that a medicine they were told to take or possibly mandated to take by their boss or school could possibly have a risk factor, it makes them nervous. And so what you do whenever you have these public health guidances that have to outweigh benefits versus risks is you pray. And you pray that you're not going to be the one in a million that has a bad reaction. And that's what I do. I'm not joking. Every time I get a vaccine, every time I take a medication, I say a prayer. I just do. And I'm like, you know, please let me not be the one in a million that gets a Steven Johnson syndrome or a sun sensitivity reaction or an anaphylaxis. And I've done that with almost everything. When I go in for surgery, you go in for surgery, there's risks to surgery. I say a prayer. There's only so much you can do. But as we spoke about with this virus, where we think the COVID virus could be linked to diabetes, as early on in the pandemic, we saw people who had normal blood sugars, never diagnosed with diabetes, all of a sudden become diabetic, where they weren't metabolizing their sugar well. Well, maybe the virus attacks the pancreas. And we keep having flirtations with those studies saying, look, guys, you know, this virus might, you know, be more than just a respiratory cold. And that's the other thing, too. This is a virus that not only causes respiratory issues, but it could cause nausea. It could cause diarrhea. It causes head pain. It causes anosmia where you can't smell. It can cause dysgeusia where you taste things funny, or hypoglycemia where you can't, you know, taste as well. So, you know, this is a weirder virus. So, you know, with the Israel news, one of you had written saying, all right, now with what Israel has said, you know, do you still promote the vaccine? I do encourage the vaccine, you know, because I just do not trust this virus. And I told you guys this. I know it's a very tough, you know, choice I have to make. But, you know, I'm not in a position as Fauci. So if I have to hedge, but if I have to tell you why I'm hedging, I will. And the reason why I am more on the side of vaccine, going with the vaccine, is because this is not a typical virus in nature where you could get it, build up an immunity. I really think this sucker was tinkered with. This is not a typical pandemic that we get every 100 years. Something is very weird about this virus. And that's from my 25, almost 30 years of medical and scientific education. This is weird. And whenever you're dealing with something that's weird, and you can't use normal, natural medicine logic with it. Okay? I mean, I just don't think that all of a sudden a virus from a bat decides to just come out, especially when we heard of reports that the first SARS outbreak that occurred in China was a possible lab accident being reported by the Singapore Health Ministry after their review of things. And then there was another lab accident a few years later in 2004. And then this happened. Something doesn't seem right. And I'm not accusing China per se of anything deliberate, but I believe that there are labs throughout the world that will house these viruses. They will study these viruses. They will see, you know, what happens if they are weaponized. They will learn how to protect themselves from a weaponized virus. And, I mean, you know, bioweapons are now, you know, just as much of a threat to us as nuclear weapons or cyber weapons. I mean, you know, there are bad people out there that are always thinking of the new weapon. That's not anything new. So something like this gets released and nobody says anything about it. I mean, if it really was some weird natural pandemic, then I mean, I just think the sequelae of how things unfolded would have been different. So, yes, I do support the vaccine, but if anybody does have chest pain, trouble breathing, any sort of issues, you've got to get yourself checked out right away. 1-877-DR-LITTLEBOY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to discuss the fight against the coronavirus on Wednesday. His goal is to have 70% of adults with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July. So far, 12 states have hit that mark early, with 5 states still under 40%. The president also saying he wants 160 million people fully vaccinated by the holiday. The CDC saying that number is right now at around 136 million. The president also claiming without proof in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that voting rights are under siege in America.
This sacred right is under assault with an intensity and aggressiveness that we've not seen in a long, long time. It's simply un-American.
Florida and Georgia have passed bills that add measures to protect the sanctity of the ballot box and add security to other methods of voting. USA Radio News. On any given day, the United States Navy has 100 ships deployed around the world, one-third of its current fleet, but that is much smaller than during the Reagan buildup during the 1980s, when the Navy had nearly 600 ships. Today's deployments have grown long and frequently tax both crew and equipment as threats continue in the post-Cold War era. That's why the new $715 billion Biden defense budget is raising eyebrows among Republicans who believe it makes United States vulnerable in a possible future war with China.
I know our allies and the American public have to be very concerned that this administration believes that our military needs to be scaled down at a time where the threats are scaling up.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking there on Fox News. The military withdrawal from Afghanistan is nearing the halfway point just weeks after being ordered. The process is about 30 to 45% complete. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of us going outside, walking the dog, swimming, we're probably seeing a lot more ants. We're seeing a lot more cockroaches. I'm seeing a lot more spiders. And it's also bed bug season. So joining us next is the bed bug expert, Joseph Latino, bed bug expert and president of Allergy Technologies, to kind of talk about how we could prevent getting bed bugs. Joseph, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, is he there? I can't hear him. Joseph, are you there?
Can you hear me, Paul?
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Hello.
Great. Can you hear us?
Good. Thank you for having me.
All right. Yes, fantastic. So what could you tell us about bed bugs?
What would you like to know? No, that's...
I know.
They've been around for centuries. They were almost eradicated in the 40s and 50s from the use of very, very harsh and toxic chemicals. As a matter of fact, there was a whole generation of pest management professionals who had never seen a bed bug until around 2000, 2003, when all of a sudden there was an outbreak in New York City hotels. And from 2003 to 2020, it's basically swept across the country from the Northeast all the way to San Diego, for the Pacific Northwest, the Florida Keys. It's a ubiquitous problem. Many of the major service providers create their top 10, top 20 most bed bug infested city lists. And those lists, you have all the ones you know of, all the urban centers. But then all of a sudden you have all the small little cities that you never thought would happen. I mean, it's a really major problem. You may be lucky in life. You may not be. I mean, statistics suggest from the NPMA, the National Pest Management Association, that out of every five people have either directly or indirectly been affected by bed bugs or know someone that has been. Pest management professionals, almost each one has treated for them. The top three places you find them are typically in single-family homes, apartments and condos, and that represents about 90%, immediately followed by hotels and motels. Right after that, you have nursing homes, schools and daycare centers, offices, college dorms, hospitals, public transportation, and unfortunately, in the one target of our program recently, is that the single largest repository of bed bugs in the U.S. is generally considered by experts to be affordable housing. And it's likely the most difficult to gain control of in those particular environments for a whole myriad of reasons, not just because bed bugs are hard to control, but there are cash constraints, concerns over eviction, social stigmas, affordable housing and bed bugs. Heretofore, before we came onto the scene, has really been an uncontrollable and financially very, very expensive for property managers. It just has been a problem they haven't been able to control.
Wow. And so, you know, what are some of the fixes? What are some ways to, you know, get in there without using the harshest chemicals?
Well, I'm an educator at heart. So I think that knowledge is your best weapon. Mm-hmm. People should need to, and when I say people, I mean it in the most broader sense, whether they're homeowners or pest control operators or hospital workers or hotel owners or operators. You have to know that what bed bugs are. You have to be able to detect them. You have to make areas less conducive for them. You realize that, and you gotta kind of demyth all these folklores about it has to do with sanitation or hygiene. Bed bugs are what I call an equal and opportunistic offender. They offend anything from a five-star hotel to a roadside motel. It has nothing to do with hygiene. The fact that they are notorious hitchhikers. So you got to be careful. You got to make sure that when you come home from a trip, vacation, when your students come home from school or dorm or whatever, a backpack, you just can't bring them and flop them on the bed because you're just inviting a higher likelihood that you'll be bringing bed bugs into your home.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. The Orkin releases their top 50 bed bug cities lists. Chicago moved up to number one. You got Baltimore, D.C., Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, L.A., Grand Rapids. I'm nervous about Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, we've opened up. We opened up yesterday. So as travel comes, you know, whether, like you said, it's in the house, whether it's in the dorm, you know, it comes to the hotels, and it spreads, you know, pretty easily, kind of like COVID.
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but I have, and I'm not going to share because I think privacy is very important when it comes to this, but I know a number of hotels in Las Vegas that presently have the problem.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's a list we spoke about. Oh, yeah. So, you know, you're president of Allergy Technologies. What does Allergy Technologies do?
Right. Well, we're a company that provides healthcare products, innovative healthcare products to solve medical and other societal issues. Our flagship product is ActiveGuard. It's ActiveGuard mattress liners. It is the only available product, only labeled product. It's actually labeled by the EPA and FDA, but it's the only labeled product that actually can prevent bed bug infestations before they establish. Wow. You place it on the mattress or box spring, and within 10 minutes of contact, bed bugs can no longer feed, they can no longer bite, and females can't drop their eggs, so therefore you don't develop an introduction into an infestation.
Now, so how that is that? Is it laden with a pesticide? How does that work? How does it stop them from being able to bite?
It is specially impregnated with an active ingredient, a pesticide, but it has gone through rigorous trials by both the EPA and FDA, and it's approved by both. It's the same active ingredient that little boys and girls put in their hair and shampoo, okay, to get rid of nits, of getting rid of head lice. It's commonly used in all your outerwear. If you ever go to L.L. Bean or Ex Officio and get into your outerwear and it says it repels insects and mosquitoes, it's the same pesticide that's used there. And it's actually the same pesticide that's been used in the military since the 50s and 60s in their military golf. So this is a very well-characterized pesticide, and it's specially formulated, and it lasts for 2 years.
Wow. Wow. And it's true. Bed bugs like to hide in the mattresses. They like to hide in, you know, in picture frames and cracks and box springs, bed frames. The bed is probably one of the easiest places to start. What has been some of the most dangerous bed bug sequelae? I mean, I'll get patients that might get secondary infections. Have you seen cases where people get bit all over?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, there are some extreme cases, and there have been some extreme studies where people have actually been exsanguinated, newborns, from thousands of bed bug bites. Okay? But that's really the end of the spectrum. More frequently,
well, that's why we say good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite. Okay.
Right. More of what you suggested are secondary skin infections, like staph infections, from bite, from scratch. Those that are immunocompromised, newborns, elderly, those that have underlying, infections or immunocompromised from medication. Those are the ones that usually require, medical attention or even hospitalization. But on the other side of the coin, and equally as damaging, is the emotional and psychological stress that comes from bed bugs.
Because, absolutely.
As we know, do you recall where you went when you were scared as a child? You went to your bed. You went under the bed. You went into the covers. You went in with whoever your caregiver was. That was your sanctuary. That was the place, your safe haven. And that's why I think bed bugs become such an emotionally distressing, because it's pierced that safe zone, so to speak.
Right. How can people find out more information about you and Allergy Technologies?
For me and for Allergy, there are three ways. You can contact me directly at joseph@allergytechnologies.com. You can contact us directly by phone at 215-654-9988. Or you can go onto our website at allergytechnologies.com and learn everything about bed bugs that you ever wanted to know about ActiveGuard. And soon you'll be seeing word about our newest program that's targeting affordable housing, the eight.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are holding out for bigger loot. Right? You haven't gotten your vaccine. You're like, wow, you know, there's lotteries, there's free college. I need a new car or a new house. Maybe I'll hold out to get my vaccine because they might offer a chance to win a new car or a new house if I get my COVID vaccine. This is ridiculous. I have never seen, right, such a public health debacle in terms of getting people enthusiastic about the vaccine. I mean, now we're giving away beer. Apparently, Anheuser-Busch is teaming up with Biden, and it's nice that they're doing that with the Biden administration to give away, I think, $5 drink cards or free beer if you get the vaccine. I guess you have to upload a picture. We'll tell you the details because I know some people like, you know, beer. But what I find ridiculous is if you have somebody on the fence about getting vaccinated against a very deadly disease or a disease that we don't know how it was made or manufactured or tinkered with or something where we don't know the long-term effects, and they're on the edge of it, right? They're just on, you know, they're not, you know, really convinced. Is a $5 brew going to really put them over? And if that is the case, if these incentives really are all that's needed, I have a better idea. Because I don't think we can afford to be giving all these gifts. And also, what are we teaching people? That if they don't get the vaccine, to hold out longer, because the longer they hold out, the more they're going to win, the more they're going to get. Okay, if you have a public health crisis and you want people vaccinated, the easiest thing to do is say, guys, up until July 1, the vaccine is free. After July 1, you're going to have to pay. So if you want the vaccine and you want it free, do it now. If not, it's going to be $5, $10. Then you're going to get everybody coming in. But those who are, well, do I really want to get it? Do I not want to get it? Oh, really, a free beer? Let's do it. I mean, beer's nice, but I don't think it's enough to convince somebody who's really not excited about the vaccine. But I like incentives. I'm always for incentives, especially like with the debacle of Obamacare, where you're going to fine companies for not providing insurance. Instead, incentivize. Any company that fully insures their employees gets additional tax credits. Any company that hires a full-time employee gets another tax credit. That's what you should do. I like incentives. But when it comes to this and the vaccine, it's starting to look cheap. It's starting to look gimmicky. And it also makes the American public look stupid. If our government has to use free beer to sway somebody or restaurant coupons, how does that look to the other countries? I'm telling you right now, in Israel, they are not saying, hey guys, you'll get some free falafel if you take a vaccine. But trust me, my family in Israel, now, when they were told, guys, this is your opportunity to get the vaccine, poop or get off the pot. That's kind of the way it's done. And remember, I told you we are going to have to poop or get off the pot because the U.S. is being pressured to give away their unused vaccines. You have countries out there that like India and Brazil and Vietnam now has a new variant, and there's all these countries having spikes in cases, and here's America going, guys, free beer. To me, it's really not a good optic. And so, you know, I don't know what the answer is. We currently have about 62.8% of the adult U.S. population receiving at least one shot. We believe 133 million are fully vaccinated. So that's a little over a third of our 350 million people. So that's not bad. We're not at herd immunity, but we're doing pretty good. I just don't like the gimmicks. So I guess let me see how you guys could get your free beer if you get the vaccine. Let me see here. Hold on a second. By the way, they said we're peaking at about 800,000 shots a day because of some of the gimmicks. West Virginia governor is offering custom hunting rifles and shotguns. Now, ooh, that's, you know, I don't necessarily hunt, but I got to tell you, guns are expensive. So Governor Jim Justice has announced a full list of prizes for the state's first vaccine lottery on Tuesday with a top prize of $1 million and a slew of other incentives for vaccinated residents. The first drawing is going to be held on Father's Day, June 20th, More drawings will be held weekly through August 4th. To be eligible, residents of the Mountain State must have had at least one dose of any approved COVID vaccine before the date of the drawing. Now, what they're doing, what that is, because the other thing you kind of worry about is you don't want to provide incentives. And then those people that did line up and get their ducks in a row and get their vaccine, they don't get to, you know, join in the fun. And so people are going to say, you know what? Let me lie. Let me not get vaccinated. If I can win $1 million, I'll take another shot. I mean, nobody's really keeping record of these vaccines. How do you know? Now, it won't happen in West Virginia because you just have to show proof that you've been vaccinated at least once. But what about some of these other states where they're going to start these lotteries where you could win millions of dollars? Because this is all part of the CARES funding, where they could use money for education or looks like bribes. And so somebody could say, wait a second, if we walk in to get a new vaccine and I could win $1 million, you might actually have people that have already been vaccinated that'll go and do it again just because they want to win $1 million. I would love to win $1 million. If all I have to do is roll up my sleeve, I mean, I'd probably do a lot worse for $1 million, but still, I mean, roll up my sleeve and get another vaccine, I'll do it. You know, so I'm not going to take another shot. I got my vaccine. But these are the problems you have when you do giveaways. So West Virginia, there's one prize of $1 million, two full four-year scholarships to any West Virginia institution. You have to be between the age of 12 and 25. Two custom F-150 trucks. That's pretty good. 25 weekend getaways to West Virginia state parks. Five lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. Ooh, I would like a lifetime fishing license. Five custom hunting rifles. Five custom shotguns. Okay, how do you get your beer? I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. Okay, Anheuser-Busch, I believe, oh, where is this? I don't think they're saying. I guess we'll have to go on the Anheuser-Busch website, but they're going to give away sports tickets. Oh, no, they're not doing that. I guess, just free beer, a $5 card. I'll have to double check that. So, honestly, if we are really concerned about not reaching herd immunity, and we're concerned that there's a lot of people that don't want to get vaccinated, and I'm going to tell you, a good number of the people who don't want to get vaccinated, it's not that they're anti-Biden. It's not that they're anti-Trump. It's not that they're, you know, there's a lot of people that are thinking, well, I'm going to have to get a booster anyway. Why don't I just wait? The summer's quieting down. I could just wait till my booster. And then get it then. Why am I getting a shot now if I'm going to have to get another shot in 4 or 5 months? And so a lot of people are thinking that. It's not just all about, you know, there's a whole multitude of reasons why people aren't vaccinating. You know, either they're fearful of it. They think they're going to be the one in a million. I mean, remember, COVID, kind of taught us that we could be the one in a million who die of COVID. So that same thinking is, well, I could have the one in a million of getting a side effect of the vaccine. You can't expect people to flip their thinking, you know, if we're trying to convince them that they could still be the one in a million who dies of COVID. But I just lost my train of thought. See, that's a, I know. So that, no, it's not from the vaccine. Probably from COVID. But, you know what? I just, a lot of people are hesitant because they just want to wait. So tell them, guys, not a good idea to wait because it won't be free anymore. That's what I would say. Even if it's going to be a $5 vaccine. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.